first inspection as chief of police, and I am overwhelmed by the work and effort that you all put into it. As I walk down the ranks, I can see a lot of people with a lot of experience, a lot of tenure on this department that still take tremendous pride in their appearance, that still take tremendous pride in being assigned as police officers, and obviously, where I'm watching, and obviously take pride in Devonshire and the team that you put together here. That's really what inspections are about. It's important to get your gear straight. It's important to follow the commands, and it's nice to have the leadership of the department come and talk to you. But the reality is, it's about you building together as a team. You rely on each other every day, every night. You know, you are each other's partners, and there's really nothing more important in the culture of the Los Angeles Police Department than partnership. That's the way we're all raised. That's the way we all think. That's the way we all develop our friendships as partners. So you may be very proud today. I'm proud to have been selected as your chief. The police commission, the mayor, selected me, but I'm your chief, and I intend to be your chief, and I intend to make particularly the job at the areas as good as I can. I intend to put as many resources as I'm able to do, given the constraints of the given realities of this particular budget time, into these areas, because I truly believe in my core that you are the primary delivery system of the Los Angeles Police Department. You are the entity that makes the most difference. You are the entity, the areas in general, are the entities upon which success and failure depends. Specialized units are just that. They're there to support you. And I intend to make sure that that's very clear. Many of you have seen the recent chief's message that I put out, and many of you have not. One of the things that I talked about in that message is the need to fully staff the areas, the need to make your captains as autonomous as possible, as independent as possible, as able to do their job as I can make them. That takes you. That takes everybody in this crowd. So you have to stand behind your leaders, you have to stand with your leaders, and you have to stand together. I also announced in that video a slight change in the uniform policy. Many recommended that I undo what Gerald Gates had done and require you to wear hats at all times. But I didn't do that. What I did do was I modified the Class C uniform so that you can wear long sleeves in Class C, which means, obviously, in inspections you have to wear your ties, but in your day-to-day work you do not. And you can wear your long sleeves. I did that for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's important that, sometimes we forget, especially we meaning me, that how difficult it is to work patrol in a hot division wearing a vest and all your equipment and getting in and out of the car. You know, any additional comfort is very, very welcome. And also, I expect your professionalism to come from within. I expect you to be open, honest, show respect. And I don't expect you to do it because you're wearing a tie. I expect you to do it because that's who you are. So I want to make things as comfortable as possible for you. But I also want to demand from you that you treat people right. And I think the tie is a representative of my feelings about how police officers should be treated. So enjoy that for what it is. I will try to do other things that make sense, that make life easier on you, and meet the needs of Los Angeles Police Department. So again, thank you for your hard work. Oh, and for those of you that, I can't tell because you all have long sleeves on, but for those of you that have ink on your arms, I'm not going to require it, but I appreciate you to wear the long sleeves instead of the neoprene. All right, then. Obviously, we do have one. That was one of the other reasons I did it. All right. You guys did a terrific job. I'm extremely proud of you. You know, you've set a high bar for the other divisions I will inspect, and you know, they will have to suffer by comparison. So, thank you once again. You make me very proud to be your chief.